Hit a home run and get pre-approved for your next refinance or home purchase at thehomeloanexpert.com. Enjoy the podcast.
This is Scoops with DannyMac.com and our daily visit with Derek Gould of the St. Louis Post-Dispatch and STLtoday.com. And a lot of news to get to down here in Jupiter, Florida, as the Cardinals will be back on the field on this Thursday morning, Thursday afternoon to lead into the weekend. And we're just over a week away from the first games and game action down here in Grapefruit League action. We're coming to you from the Lou Fuse Studios. Lou Fuse is St. Louis. They're proud to support the community they call home. 14 brands at 10 locations. Head to Fuse.com today. Yesterday, really an interesting day here at Cardinals camp because John Mozeliak addressed the media, talked about exactly what's happening with this team. And there's a lot of question marks, major question marks that he talked about, whether it be leadoff hitter, lineup construction, protecting Goldschmidt, what happens with certain players trying to come back from injury, the competition with the bullpen, the back end of games. So all that was discussed by John Mozeliak. And then towards the end of the day, Jeff Albert talked it over with the media. And that was specifically about the Astros cheating scandal. And Derek and I talked about this the other day, that as we get further along in spring training, at least in the initial stages here, when players get back and now they're in one place and they're accessible to the media, they're going to be talking a lot about who knew what, who was involved, and how far did it go. Well, Jeff Albert was part of Houston then, the Cardinals hitting coach, and he went at length with the media. So we'll talk it over with Derek and get his thoughts on that visit with the media with Jeff Albert. Triad Bank is a full-service financial institution established in 2005. We do our banking with Triad Bank. I hope you will as well. Visit them, triadbanking.com. And it's not too late. Head to Lourdes. We had Lauren Verhoff and Brian McCann of Scoops with Danny Mac going to Lourdes yesterday and shooting some of the B-roll for a commercial. It's not too late to get that special someone the perfect gift for Valentine's Day. All you have to do is head to Lourdes in the heart of Clayton and visit them at lourdesdiamonds.com. Coming up, we'll visit with Derek Gould. It's all aboard the newest restaurant in St. Louis, the Train Shed at Union Station. Perfect place before and after Blues and Cardinal games. Historic St. Louis Union Station is downtown's newest dining destination with Train Shed's creative pub and the Soda Fountain's modern diner. The Train Shed at Union Station. Lots of news to get to in Jupiter, Florida, spring training home of the St. Louis Cardinals. Derek Gould, daily reports on ScoopsWithDannyMac.com. It was a busy day yesterday. And this Thursday, more news I'm sure will happen as the day goes along. Derek, welcome into the Lou Fuse Automotive Studios again. How are you this morning?
Still busy. Still trying to catch up. Still writing.
Absolutely.
Still usual. Welcome to spring.
Welcome to spring. It was a busy day yesterday, and I'm going to start with the first news, which was John Mozeliak coming out addressing the media, kind of his state of the union, state of the spring, and where things stand. Anything come out of that conversation with the media that stuck out for you?
You know, I mean, it was probably a lot of maybe distillation of the conversations that have continued throughout the winter. You know, some quick hits where, you know, Carlos Martinez wants to be a starter. The team wants to be a starter. They're going to give him every opportunity to be a starter. And Kim is a competitor for that spot, an alternate for that spot, but you know, they're not ruling out that both could be in the rotation. So it's not a one for one. Mozeliak drew that line. He talked about the health of some guys. I asked how, you know, they're going to look at the offense. Like, what are they going to use to measure improvement in the offense? It's not like we can hang our hats on, or I should say they, well, as writers, we can't hang our hats on box scores. We're always told to not pay much attention to the actual lines in the box scores. So is that what the team's going to do? Now they're going to double back on that. So I asked him, like, what are they going to use? And he said, you know, well, you want to see some production. You want to see some OPS. You want to see some strikeout rates and stuff like that. And I said, well, if you want to see OPS, what OPS do you want to see here at Roger Dean Stadium, which is not a friendly place to hit, particularly this time of year. I mean, it's pretty well known that the Marlins and Cardinals hit the fewest home runs in spring training. And it's not necessarily because of the pitching they face here. It's because of the ballpark they call home for spring. It's just not an easy place to hit. It's not pleasant for hitters. So how do they measure that? And I think there's an element of that. Like, how do you know that the offense has improved here in spring? How do they see it? And they're going to have to put on their scout cap, as Mosalak said, and watch for things.
I found it really interesting, too, and I was in the media scrum for a little while with you, and Mo said, well, we got to figure out a cleanup hitter, a leadoff man, who's in our rotation, and who closes. That's a lot of questions for a team that was just four games away from the World Series a year ago.
Yeah, I'm trying to capture that a little bit, you know, and hope to do that in this morning's paper, to be honest, that, you know, just kind of look at like, all right, this is just a weird team, you know, the one that insists it's a contender, says that it's a contender, says it's out to, you know, defend its division champ, and yet it embraces these questions that are unfamiliar to contenders. I mean, it's not usually, you know, I mean, look around, what other contenders can say they don't have an answer for all those things, right? I mean, you know, the Nationals, they know who those people are going to be. The Astros certainly know who those people are going to be. The Yankees do. Dodgers definitely do. I mean, it's fascinating.
We talked about it the other day on our podcast that now that teams have officially reported, there was going to be more and more information come out about what has happened with Houston and Alex Cora and Carlos Beltran. The list goes on and on. And Jeff Albert, the Cardinals hitting coach, who was affiliated with Houston for a couple of seasons, addressed the media yesterday at Roger Dean Stadium. What did you take away from hearing finally from Jeff Albert?
He spoke to us for about 20 minutes, fielded a lot of different questions. You know, I appreciated somewhat his hesitance to discuss, you know, specifics of it. In the sense that he was like, look, more information is coming out. I asked him directly. I'm like, do you think your name will surface? Is it a possibility that your name will surface as more revelations come out about this? And he said, I was with the team in 2018. So, you know, along with, you know, anything that goes on with that team, anything is possible. He said it would be, quote unquote, news to him if he was tied to it. You know, he participated in the investigation. The commissioner, you know, his office interviewed him. He called that interview pretty short. It was over the phone. We knew this. The commissioner's office, they tell me, or a source with them, I guess it's not the official commissioners, but, you know, I asked around and checked with the commissioner's office, and I was told by two different people that if Albert was involved, he would have been named, and that he was not named. So Jeff offered some details. You know, we asked him if he thought that, you know, the hitters were cheating and if that called into question their production. He had an answer for that. I asked if he had seen anything. He said no. I asked him if he had seen anything, did he feel like he had anybody he could talk to, any avenue to go and get, you know, and have them stop. And he also said, you know what, probably not. No, which I think was very fascinating to think that even if he was there and wondering if something unethical was going on, that he probably didn't have an outlet to say anything.
Yeah.
So, you know, I thought that was revealing both for the Astros, but also for baseball writ large. You know, if you don't feel comfortable calling out something you think is wrong, then that's a failing of the system.
Do you think that this puts it to rest for Jeff Albert now, close the book and move on?
Probably not. I mean, I think he answered to the scope he was comfortable. I think there is always going to be an element of, you know, until this group produces, there will be a question about how his previous team produced, right? So he can put it to rest by distancing himself from the Astros, which, you know what, to be honest, he really didn't do. He was highly complimentary of what he called the culture and innovation that he saw there. So he said he did not want to detract from the talent of the hitters there. And I think that was respectful, or I think he was trying to be respectful of the hitters he worked with there. But I think, you know, because he didn't distance himself from that production, then there's going to have to be production with the Cardinals to make that happen. If it doesn't happen, then there will always be questions.
Yeah, I don't think there's any doubt. Was there anything that when he was asked, that he would not address?
Not really, no. He was asked if he felt the titles were tainted, and he sort of said that wasn't for him to say. So he didn't like directly answer that yes or no. But he did say, look, you know, he wasn't there in 2017. So he wasn't sure if that was for him to say. I asked him if the production of those players was in question, and he may have taken a little issue with that, suggesting that their talent is what did the production.
Luke Hughes, we are St. Louis.
Dan McLaughlin here to tell you about the hometown automotive family I trust the most, the Lou Hughes Automotive Network, and you know they are St. Louis. Lou Hughes has been a part of St. Louis for over 7 decades. They're proud to support St. Louis and the surrounding areas with cars, youth, sports, and charitable efforts. 14 brands, 10 locations. Just visit Fuse.com to start shopping today.
Lou Hughes, we are St. Louis.
We'll wrap it up right here. The Cardinals picked up an infielder in Brad Miller, so they get a little bit more, I would guess, security in that regard. They have Max Schrock. They've got, some guys that are coming back. Sosa, what's your impression on making this type of move?
Brad Miller is a left-handed hitter hitting Jed Jerko. So
there you go.
It's basically Jed Jerko, and they wanted a left-handed bat. They've been wanting a left-handed bat for the bench. I know probably many fans wanted that left-handed bat to be Jock Peterson. But, you know, a left-handed bat for the bench is something that they've always been shopping for, wanting. And they went out and got a guy who, small sample size, but, you know, last year would have led the Cardinals in OPS if you want to go that far. He's Jed Jerko, left-handed, $2 million deal. He competes with Sosa, Munoz, and Edmund at this point.
Yep, that's the way it's going to fall. All right, Derek, thanks so much, and we'll catch up on Friday morning, and we'll wrap up our first week down here in spring training. Thank you.
Looking forward to it, Dan. Thanks.